Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Bored and Brilliant by Manoush Zomorodi, a thought-provoking exploration of how the relentless distractions of modern life impact our creativity and well-being. Published in 2017, this book offers a compelling argument that constant engagement with smartphones, advertisements, and emails deprives us of boredom, a state essential for processing information and igniting creativity. Zomorodi, an accomplished journalist, radio host, and the brains behind the award-winning podcast Note to Self, brings her in-depth understanding of technology's role in our lives to the forefront, challenging readers to reevaluate their relationship with digital distractions. Bored and Brilliant is not just a critique, but a practical guide filled with inspiring insights on reclaiming our ability to let our minds wander and tap into the brilliant ideas lying dormant within us. This book is particularly relevant for individuals feeling swamped by the fast pace of the digital age, smartphone users seeking a respite from their screens, and aspiring creatives looking for a spark to ignite their next big idea. Join us as we uncover how embracing boredom can lead to unparalleled innovation and inner peace. Bored and Brilliant: How Spacing Out Can Unlock Your Most Productive and Creative Self. Introduction: Discover the Power of Unplugging, How Embracing Boredom Sparks Creativity. Recall the moment a spark of genius last flashed across your mind. Chances are, it wasn't as you scrolled through social media or amid the endless cycle of notifications and buzzing of group chats. It's more likely that the light bulb turned on during a moment of undisturbed tranquility, perhaps while meandering along an undefined path or amidst the solitude of a prolonged shower. You're in good company if you share this experience. As it turns out, our brains are wired to foster creativity in the absence of distractions. In the embrace of boredom, our most brilliant ideas begin to take shape. But in an age where digital devices constantly vie for our attention, finding the space for boredom, and thereby creativity, is increasingly challenging. So how can you disconnect from the digital world long enough to reap the benefits of boredom? This narrative unfolds strategies to foster boredom, demonstrating how such moments can be the wellspring of creativity. Additionally, it offers practical advice on refining your digital habits. To put theory into practice, a challenge awaits that encourages a full digital detox, if only for a brief period. Throughout this journey, you'll uncover insights including why mobile games aren't merely a means to kill time, techniques to enhance your memory, the art of taking a vacation, and why it may be exactly what you need. Step into a world where disconnecting is celebrated and discover the untapped potential that lies in boredom. As you navigate the challenge of unplugging, the rewards of enhanced creativity and focus await. Rediscover the forgotten art of letting your mind wander, and watch as the seeds of creativity begin to sprout from the fertile ground of boredom. Part 1: Embrace Boredom, the Unsung Hero of Creativity. Imagine a lazy Sunday afternoon with absolutely nothing on your agenda. The internet's out, your phone won't turn on, and you don't have a single book at hand. Sounds like a recipe for the ultimate boredom, right? Our collective disdain for boredom is profound, to the point of absurdity. A study from the University of Virginia showcased this perfectly. Participants were offered three types of stimuli: music, images, and mild electric shocks. Incredibly, after being given a choice to pay to avoid the shocks, 75% expressed they would. Yet when left alone with nothing but their thoughts and a button that would deliver these shocks, a third of them chose the discomfort of electric shocks over the ennui of solitude. This preference for pain over boredom highlights a significant cultural issue. We're missing out on the creative benefits that boredom offers. Let's delve into an example. Think about the aftermath of an argument. You might come up with perfect, witty responses long after the fact, when you're alone, rather than in the heat of the moment. This delay is because, during an argument, our brain's executive attention network is in overdrive, focusing our attention and limiting our creative capacity. In contrast, when we're bored and this network is relaxed, our minds wander freely, allowing us to connect disparate ideas and memories. This mental state fuels creativity. Despite what we might think, our brains are far from inactive during these spells of boredom. They operate at about 95% of the energy level of a fully engaged brain. However, the quality of mental activity changes. We become less focused on the external and begin to drift internally, making unexpected connections. These connections are the seeds of creativity. In an era dominated by smartphones and endless content streams, genuine boredom is a rare commodity. Yet, by understanding its value and how our avoidance of it could be stunting our creative potential, we can start to reintroduce it back into our lives, and in doing so, unlock a wellspring of creativity we didn't know we had. Part 2. The double-edged sword of digital convenience. Stroll down any city street, sit on a subway, or wait at a bus stop, and you'll notice a common scene. People engrossed in their smartphones or tablets, thumbs scrolling swiftly across screens. While these devices offer unparalleled convenience and have become almost indispensable in our daily lives, they come with unintended side effects, subtly reshaping our cognitive processes and behaviors. One significant change is in how we consume written material. Writer Mike Rosenwald explored this phenomenon, finding that the pervasive nature of the internet has transformed our reading habits. Gone are the days of linear reading. In its place, a non-linear approach predominates, characterized by scrolling, skimming, and hopping from one link to another. This habit, while efficient for navigating the vast expanse of the web, undermines our capacity to engage deeply with longer texts. Rosenwald's research highlighted a telling fact. Only 30% of readers made it to the end of his article discussing these very changes. Moreover, it's not just the structure of the internet, but the nature of our screens themselves that impact our comprehension. Anne Mangan of the University of Stavanger conducted a study comparing the retention of information when read from an e-reader versus a traditional book. Although participants reported similar levels of emotional engagement with the text, those who read from a physical book demonstrated a superior grasp of the narrative's timeline. The implications of our digital habits extend beyond reading to memory itself, particularly with the advent of digital photography. In the modern age, the urge to document every moment through photography has paradoxically made those moments more difficult to recall. Linda Henkel from Fairfield University demonstrated this counterintuitive phenomenon in a study at a museum. Visitors were asked to photograph certain exhibits while simply observing others. The findings were clear. Objects that were only observed, not photographed, were remembered in much greater detail. This digital paradox presents a challenge. On one hand, technology enriches our lives, providing tools and resources unimaginable just a few decades ago. On the other, it demands a toll on our cognitive abilities, complicating our relationship with information, memory, and even our sense of presence. As we navigate this digital era, balancing the benefits of convenience with mindful engagement and memory preservation becomes increasingly crucial. Part 3. The high-stakes battle for your attention. Have you ever paused to wonder what Silicon Valley moguls and drug dealers might have in common? Surprisingly, it boils down to one word: users. This shared terminology is more than mere coincidence. It reflects a singular, sobering truth about today's digital landscape. Our attention is the ultimate prize, and tech companies are masterfully engineering their products to be as addictive as conceivable. The strategies employed are both ingenious and relentless, designed to exploit our natural instincts and keep us hooked. Consider the phenomenon known as the endowed progress effect. This psychological principle plays on our innate desire for completion. It operates under the simple premise that individuals are more inclined to engage with tasks that appear nearly finished. It's the secret sauce behind features like LinkedIn's profile completion bar, nudging you closer to the finish line and enticing you to invest more time. Digital marketing expert Nir Eyal takes a critical stance on these practices, equating them to a form of mind control potentially as hazardous as traditional vices such as alcohol or cigarettes. He estimates that a significant minority of technology users, ranging between 2 to 5%, could develop severe addictions. Eyal's perspective raises an intriguing proposal. Should digital products come with warning labels, akin to those found on cigarette packs, signaling their potential for addiction? But the quest to monopolize our attention doesn't stop at exploiting existing human tendencies. Many tech companies are actively engineering new habits within their user base. Take mobile gaming, for instance. Ever wondered why games are designed with limits on playtime or lives? It comes down to the basic economic principle that scarcity increases value. By restricting access, games not only become more desirable but also encourage repetitive engagement, laying the groundwork for habit formation. Moreover, companies like Uber leverage our aversion to uncertainty to foster dependency. By showing users the real-time location of their ride, Uber alleviates anxiety and simultaneously creates a layer of comfort and predictability. This clever use of technology not only enhances the user experience, but makes it more likely for customers to return. In this digital age, where countless businesses vie for a slice of our attention, understanding these manipulation tactics is crucial. By recognizing the lengths to which companies go to keep us engaged, we can begin to navigate our digital environments more consciously and reclaim control over where we direct our attention. Part 4: The Unseen Rewards of Digital Detox. The no laptop signs popping up in cafes aren't just a quirky trend. They're part of a broader movement advocating for periods of technology abstinence. From tech-free retreats to concert venues imposing phone bans, the push to disconnect is gaining momentum. But what tangible benefits can stepping away from our screens offer us? First and foremost, unplugging facilitates deeper connections with those around us. A revealing study by Virginia Tech drove this point home. Participants were paired off for a 10-minute conversation, with some having their mobile devices visible, while others tucked them away. The results were striking. Conversations where devices were out of sight not only flowed more smoothly, but were also marked by significantly higher levels of empathy, even surpassing those between strangers without devices. The classroom provides another compelling case study. Inspired by research from Princeton and UCLA, which suggests that handwritten notes enhance learning retention more than typing, NYU's Laura Noren saw an opportunity. Observing her students' disengagement when laptops were in use, she decided to prohibit them in her lectures. The change was palpable, leading to more vibrant and participatory class discussions. But the benefits of tech breaks extend beyond improving social interactions and learning outcomes. They're also crucial for maintaining professional well-being. Boston Consulting Group, BCG, learned this the hard way. Despite hiring driven and talented individuals, they found that the relentless workload led to burnout within a few years. Economist Leslie Perlow's suggestion of a mandated day off midweek initially caused panic among the consultants. However, this day of enforced rest not only improved the consultants' personal lives, but also fostered better teamwork and job satisfaction. These examples underscore a critical truth. Taking breaks from technology, similar to taking breaks from work, is not just beneficial, but essential. The promise of increased empathy, enhanced learning, and greater work-life balance awaits those willing to periodically unplug. So, the next time you consider reaching for your phone, remember the myriad benefits that might come from letting it stay in your pocket. It's in our hands to embrace these moments of disconnection and discover the enriching experiences they unfold. Part 5: Navigating the Digital Playground. The Impact of Mobile Gaming. In an era where smartphones are virtually omnipresent, many of us have experienced the seductive pull of mobile games. Initially downloaded as a harmless diversion, these games can quickly morph into consuming pastimes, keeping us tethered to our devices for more time than we might care to admit. Yet, dismissing mobile gaming as merely a time sink misses the broader picture. Jane McGonigal, a prominent figure in game development and authorship, sheds light on the duality of mobile gaming. According to her, the impact of these digital amusements hinges on our approach to playing them. Brief, intentional gaming sessions, especially those that encourage us to draw parallels between the game's challenges and real-life obstacles, can be surprisingly uplifting for our mental well-being. The danger lies in gaming as a form of escape, to the point where the lines between virtual achievements and real-world responsibilities blur. Such excessive immersion can amplify rather than alleviate life's stresses and strains. However, when played thoughtfully, certain games can serve as effective stress relievers and anxiety reducers. McGonigal advocates for discernment in game selection, suggesting that choosing the right game and engaging with it for limited sessions can foster positive emotional states. The conversation around mobile gaming also encompasses its role in education and parenting. Far from advocating a blanket ban on games, there's a growing recognition of their potential as educational tools. Take, for instance, Joel Levin, a computer teacher who introduced his 4-year-old daughter to Minecraft. He observed her engaging creatively with the game, which even facilitated her learning to spell her first word. Inspired by this, Levin integrated Minecraft into his curriculum, leading to the development of Minecraft Edu. This modified version of the game is now an educational resource in thousands of classrooms worldwide, enriching the learning experience in subjects ranging from math and history to social studies. This evolving perspective on mobile gaming underscores the need for promoting healthy digital habits among both children and adults. By modeling and teaching, discerning gaming practices, we can unlock the constructive potential of mobile games. They can become tools for relaxation, education, and even personal growth, rather than mere distractions. In striking the right balance, we open up a world where digital play enhances rather than detracts from the richness of our real-world experiences. Part 6. Teaching Digital Responsibility to the Next Generation. In an age where the allure of screens is nearly irresistible, with everything from mobile games to viral videos vying for attention, it's clear that young people face unique challenges in navigating the digital landscape. The seductive pull of constant entertainment has raised concerns among educators, parents, and even tech leaders themselves. Notably, Steve Jobs, the visionary behind the iPad, famously restricted his own children's use of the device, highlighting the growing apprehension about technology's impact on the young mind. Research spearheaded by Dr. Mary Helen Imordino Yang delves into the consequences of heavy social media usage among youth, revealing a correlation with diminished empathy and a reduced capacity for creative problem solving. The findings underscore the complexity of the issue, suggesting that the digital world's constant stimulation might be detracting from crucial aspects of emotional and intellectual development. Moreover, studies such as the one conducted at UCLA by Lauren Sherman demonstrate how social media platforms can profoundly influence young people's perceptions and decision-making processes. In an experiment mimicking the Instagram environment, the manipulated popularity of images, measured in likes, significantly swayed the participants' judgments, indicating the potent effect of peer approval metrics on youth. Faced with these challenges, the question arises: how do we safeguard our children's development in the tech-dominated era? One approach, exemplified by Waldorf schools, is to minimize technological exposure altogether until the 7th grade, thereby prioritizing traditional learning and social interactions during the formative years. This stringent policy has found favor among some Silicon Valley executives who worry about technology's developmental downsides. However, there exists an alternative strategy, one that embraces guidance and self-regulation. This was put to the test at Longacre Leadership Camp in Pennsylvania, where an innovative experiment allowed campers access to their devices after a week-long digital detox. Initially, there was a predictable spike in tech usage, but surprisingly, the campers quickly began to set and enforce their own boundaries, demonstrating an ability to balance their digital and real-world engagements. This experiment suggests that, with the right guidance and positive role models, young people can learn to navigate the digital world responsibly. Rather than outright bans, empowering them to understand and manage their own tech use might foster a healthier relationship with digital devices. It's a nuanced approach, acknowledging the integral role of technology in modern life while striving to instill a sense of digital citizenship and self-awareness in the next generation. Part 7. Embark on the Bored and Brilliant Challenge for Mindful Tech Use. Are you eager to set a positive example and cultivate healthier technology habits? Embarking on the Bored and Brilliant Challenge might be the perfect starting point. This innovative, week-long endeavor aims to reshape your digital routine through daily mini-challenges, each designed to encourage more thoughtful engagement with your devices. Let's dive into the first half of the challenge. Day 1 centers on self-awareness. During a regular day, attentively catalog your digital habits. To aid in this, two applications, Moment for iOS users and Space for Android, can track how frequently you unlock your phone and quantify your screen time. This initial step doesn't require any immediate changes to your behavior. It's about gaining insight into your current usage patterns. The challenge intensifies on day 2, urging you to abstain from using your device while in transit. Whether you're commuting, taking a leisurely stroll, or simply waiting in an elevator, resist the impulse to reach for your phone. This means no podcasts, music, or any form of digital entertainment. By keeping your device tucked away, you're invited to reconnect with the environment and people around you. On day 3, the challenge advocates for a complete break from photography. By not taking any pictures throughout the day, you allow yourself to fully inhabit the moment and possibly enhance your memory of the day's experiences. For those seeking an extra challenge, refrain from engaging with photos altogether, including sharing or liking them on social media. Day 4 confronts a common pitfall: app overuse. Identify an app that consumes undue amounts of your attention, particularly during down moments, and delete it. This step goes beyond temporary restraint. The app must remain uninstalled. Liberating yourself from this digital dependency opens up opportunities to savor life's previously overlooked moments. Initiating the Bored and Brilliant Challenge might appear daunting, but it's the first stride towards establishing a healthier and more intentional relationship with technology. As you progress through these preliminary tasks, you lay the groundwork for the latter half of the challenge, dedicated to nurturing lasting, mindful digital habits. Part 8. Forge new paths with the final days of the Bored and Brilliant Challenge. Having taken the initial steps to break free from the digital tethers that bind us, the concluding phase of the Bored and Brilliant Challenge is about solidifying those gains by cultivating positive digital habits. These habits not only aim to improve your relationship with technology, but also unlock the creative potential simmering beneath the surface of your routine. Day 5 introduces you to the concept of a fakeation, a digital detox interlude that offers you the chance to immerse in deep work or simply bask in tranquility, away from the incessant buzz of notifications. Decide on the duration of your tech hiatus, which could range from a mere 30 minutes to an entire day. To set the boundaries for this digital sabbatical, employ auto-response messages across your email and other communication platforms to inform your contacts of your temporary inaccessibility. The challenge escalates on day 6, urging you to engage in an exercise of observation. Venture into a bustling public space or take a leisurely, undirected walk, sans any digital devices. Embrace the role of an observer, taking in the architectural details, the human tableau, and the sensory tapestry around you. This exercise is not just a balm for the overloaded mind, but an invitation to unearth inspiration and insights that might otherwise have been overlooked amidst digital distractions. The grand finale, day 7. tasks you with confronting an issue that's been a source of anxiety or confusion. Allocate 30 minutes of undisturbed solitude to this reflection, followed by an unconventional yet meditative activity. Filling a sheet of paper with a continuous sequence of ones and zeros. The monotony of this task is intentional, designed to usher you into a state of profound boredom. Upon reaching this zenith of tedium, switch gears by drafting potential resolutions to your identified problem on a fresh sheet. This deliberate induction into boredom aims to stir the creative juices, possibly leading you to conceive a solution that eludes the distracted mind. While the bored and brilliant challenge may not be a panacea for all of life's complexities, it equips you with a blueprint for recalibrating your digital habits. By embracing these practices, you pave the way for a healthier interaction with technology, freeing up mental space for creativity and mindfulness to flourish. Remember, transformation is a journey, not a destination, and each small step towards mindful tech use is a leap towards unlocking your full creative potential. Final summary. In an era where the allure of technology is omnipresent, its benefits are undeniable. Technology streamlines our lives, connects us across the globe, and opens doors to limitless knowledge. Yet, this convenience comes with a caveat, the potential to overwhelm and distract, leading to a loss of creativity and control over our digital interactions. The key to reclaiming this control lies in intentional, mindful engagement with our devices. By deliberately creating moments of boredom, those quiet interludes devoid of digital stimulation, we open the floodgates to creativity and reflection. This space for boredom is not about idleness, it's a fertile ground for new ideas and insights to take root and flourish. The responsibility of guiding the younger generation through the digital landscape cannot be overstated. Shielding them from technology is not the answer. Instead, emphasis should be placed on modeling and teaching responsible and healthy digital habits. By demonstrating what balanced technology use looks like, we can help children navigate their digital experiences positively, setting the stage for a lifetime of mindful engagement with technology. For adults seeking to refine their own digital practices, the Bored and Brilliant Challenge offers a structured avenue for exploration and growth. This series of daily tasks invites participants to observe, assess, and ultimately transform their relationship with technology. Through self-observation, intentional disconnection, and reflective exercises, individuals can uncover a more conscious and creative engagement with the digital tools at their disposal. In sum, while technology undeniably enriches our lives in countless ways, its true value is realized only when we interact with it on our terms. By fostering moments of boredom, teaching the next generation to use technology mindfully, and challenging ourselves to reconsider our digital habits, we reclaim our creative freedom and take a significant step towards a more balanced, fulfilling digital life. The journey to mindful technology use is both personal and communal, offering a path to not only enhanced creativity, but also to a more intentional and satisfying connection with the world around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.